Shabbo says, so I saw a beautiful idea by the Ger Rebbe and by the Belzer of the Sar Shalom of Bells. Says something so beautiful. You know, the Gemara says, we've heard this concept many times before. The Gemara in Sechus Roshana says, Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashuva B'Shana. That one day of the year is considered to be like an entire year. Now, the truth is, the context of that statement is talking about by a melech, right? Where the Gemara is discussing how you reckon the years of a king. So if a king reigned even one day in a particular year, that one day is considered to be like an entire year of his reign. But the Svarim understand that concept in a very different way. Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashuva Shana means what? That you could redeem an entire year in one day. You could redeem an entire year in one day. That even if halacha l'maisa, unfortunately, I have not maximized my year. And even if I have not made the most of my time, and I have not optimized my brachos, and I have not lived up to my potential, I could redeem an entire year in one day. In one day. On one day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, I could redeem a year in its entirety. And in fact, the Belzer Rebbe says something so beautiful. Pussy, this observation, I saw this late last night, and the mamash blew me away. He says, in Baruch Aleinu, we said it in Shachris. In Baruch Aleinu, we say what? We say Baruch Aleinu. Siddur. Sfar didn't have Baruch Aleinu? Yeah, you say Baruch Aleinu?
A longer one.
Perfect, thank you. So listen to this. So what do we say in Shmona Esrei? We say, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu, Esa Shana Hazos. Bless us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bless on our behalf, Hashem our God, this year. The Belzer Rebbe says something amazing. We say this same formulation today on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Hashana Hazos. We say that by Shachris. We're going to say it by Mincha. Listen to the words of the Rebbe. He says, V'zeo nirmas betvilas Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shemevakshim bebirchas Hashanah kimo b'chol yimos Hashanah. Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos. I said this morning in Shachris. I'm going to say it again by Mincha later on today. Hashem, please bless me this year. Bring bracha this year. But Pashtos, Eino Muvan. Madua zukukim anu adayin letfilas ubakasha kasher od zman katzer yavo hayom v'yifne b'sim hashana. What do you mean, bless upon me this year? There's just a couple of hours left to this year. Ach le'emar hakavana she'akadosh baruch hu yivarech es hashos hamo'oto shenar. So we'll say, what's the pshat? The pshat is because you could still salvage an entire year in one day. The whole day, Yom Echad Bashana, Chashuv Kashana. One day could be like an entire year. I've also seen human nature is such that we often tend not to maximize the opportunities that come our way. And so as the year goes by and we come to the close of Tavshinayin, Tassa 5779, we reflect and hopefully there are good things that we've accomplished, good things we've done. But I think for many of us, there's a little bit of a feeling of sadness. Because I didn't do all the things that I wanted to do. I didn't accomplish all the things I wanted to accomplish. And the year is not over. Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Hashana. One day could count as an entire year. Over the course of one day, you could salvage an entire year. And Rabbosi, we have an incredible schus. Because this year, the last day of our year is a Sunday. It's a Sunday. We're not running off to work. We don't have, hopefully, a million and one different responsibilities. It's not the normal rush of a regular day. And so there's an opportunity, ultimately, again, to redeem an entire year over the course of one day. So you'll ask, but how can you redeem an entire year over the course of one day? So I would suggest the following. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ashlosha dvarim ha'olam omeit. There are three things that sustain the universe. Ala Torah, Ve'al ha'avoda, ve'al gemilus chasodin. You want to redeem your day, you want to redeem your year? Find time today for three pure acts of Torah, avoda, and gemilus chasodin. We daven shachris. If you daven shachris with kavanah, incredible. Maybe I didn't have the kavanah like I really should for a tefillah. So we'll say I make a suggestion. Make sure that your mincha today is something fantastic. Make sure your mincha today is something otherworldly. And if you're concerned that maybe you know what, mincha is going to be a little bit rushed, take the time today to see a few kapitla of Tehillim. But say them with kavana. Daven to your God, daven to your Father with a full heart, not distracted in a million different ways, but have a pure moment of avoda, a pure moment of you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you have to lock yourself away somewhere and turn off your devices and turn off everything and make sure no one knows where you are for 10 minutes to have that pure moment of avoda, then do that. Have a pure moment of Torah. So again, we just learned Torah, Baruch Hashem. But make sure you take a few extra moments today to learn Torah. To learn Torah b'kedusha u'b'tara. To learn Torah without distractions. So whatever it is you want to learn, it's irrelevant. That's up to you. As long as it's Torah, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. And gemilos chasodim. I will say, Erev Yom Tov is always hectic. It's always hectic. In Baruch Hashem, in a household with a mishpacha, there's always a million things to do. Carve out time today for a pure act of chesed. Call someone who you know is struggling with something. Bring over some flowers, bring over some cake, bring over some cookies to someone who you know is having a difficult time in life. None of us is too busy for that. I don't care who you are or what you are, what your responsibilities are. Carve out time for a pure act of chesed. And if we do this today on Rosh Hashanah, if we do these three things today, a pure act of Torah, of learning, a pure act of avodah, a real tefillah with kavana, and a pure act of gemilos chasadim, then yom echad bashana nechshav bashana. Borech aleinu as hashana hazos. You could redeem an entire year in one day. Three moments, three pure acts, Torah, avodah, gemilos chasadim. And there is no telling what we could accomplish. You could redeem an entire year, Abosai, not even in a whole day, but just in a couple of moments. If you do three acts, you have Torah, avodah, gemilos chasadim. It's a retroactive clarification. You do one day of Torah, avodah, gemilos chasadim, you make it into a year of Torah, avodah, gemilos chasadim. We'll say that's the power of today. To make the most of this day, we'll say, because Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's a powerful day. It's a powerful day. You could do everything. You know, some people are last minute people. If you're a last minute guy, today is your day. Because at the end of the day, this is mamish, the last minute. I don't mean last minute in an ominous way, Rabbi Osei, because I want to say something about this. I don't mean an ominous way, like last minute before the guillotine comes down. Chas v'shalom. Chas Baruch Hu loves us, and he's going to give us incredible brachas. But I mean last minute to do all the things you know you've wanted to do but haven't had a chance or haven't given yourself a chance to do. All the Torah, all the avodah, all the chesed I wanted to do over the course of the year but I didn't get to do, today I'm going to do it. Today I'm going to do it. I don't mean for hours because most of us don't have hours. But if between the three, you dedicate 1 hour out of the day, 1 hour out of the day for all three, not 3 hours, not 1 hour for each, 1 hour sum total to devote to Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim, then you could retroactively infuse Kedusha into your entire year. And imagine coming tonight before HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to say, Ribono Shel Olam. I just want to tell you, thank you for giving me another year of life, and I just want to tell you, it was a year of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim. And I will say, if you make that happen today, then you could come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that declarative statement. You gave me life, and I gave you a year of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim. And in the zuchus of making today a day like that, and retroactively infusing that into the rest of our year, maybe be zochem, may Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us an incredible year. You know, Tavshin Pei, you see the Rebbe's today are saying Tavshin Pei is Tehei Shnas Pedus, should be a year of redemption, should be a year of Geula. You could hear the footsteps of Mashiach. You could hear that great things are happening in our world. You could feel that there's a resurgence of Ruchnius, and you could feel that there's something special bubbling beneath the surface of Klal Yisrael. We're a strong nation. We have Eretz Yisrael. You see the incredible Ruchnius, the incredible Torah, the incredible Chesed. And you could feel that there's something incredible that just wants to happen. And it just requires us to push ourselves just a little bit more. We don't recognize the kohos we have. We don't recognize the abilities we have. We don't realize that Mashiach is waiting to come, and all he's waiting for is us. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for me. He's waiting for us to live up to our potential, to maximize, to actualize ourselves. Then he's ready to come. Teishnas Pedus. This should be the year where we experience national gula. This should be the year where we experience personal gula. I will say, I just want to end off by also saying that I want to issue an apology to the shir as well. I have to ask Mechila on a couple of different levels. First of all, because sometimes, I apologize, sometimes if you know all of you, I'm in awe of all of you, because all of you make the effort to come to shir every morning. And it's incredible. This is my job, so I don't get any credit for it. This is what I do. But the rest of you have day jobs. This is my day job, Baruch Hashem. That's good. And that you come to learn. And I ask Mechila because sometimes we go a little bit quickly. Sometimes I see the quizzical expressions on people's faces. And that's my fault because sometimes we go a little bit quickly. And ultimately, again, I don't do a good enough job explaining. So I ask Mechila for being mevazvez your zman. Sometimes you come and I don't do an adequate job explaining the sugyas, explaining the gemaras, and I hope that you recognize that when you have those moments where you don't understand something, please put all the blame on me and none of the blame on the Torah HaKadosha. The gemara is always clear. Sometimes the Magid Shir is not so clear. Sometimes I ask you Mechila for that. And number two, if over the course of the year in any way there was a joke that I made or something that I said that Chas Hashem was pogim in the covet of anyone in the Shir, I ask you, Mechila, I say that I'm truly sorry. It is an incredible zechus to learn with all of you each and every day. And I just hope that Emirat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a year of chayim, a year of bracha, a year of mazel, a year when we are zoche Emirat Hashem to be able to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah together, bi'ava, and with zrizos, ba'amkos, u'berachbos. We should be zoche Emirat Hashem that this is your Messiah Shas together. We're going to begin Shas together. We're going to grow together. We're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together in the midst of fatigue, with coffee that flows like water, with mezonos that Baruch Hashem magically appear thanks to Ari every Sunday morning. We should just be Zoche Emirat Hashem to have a year of growth together. We should be Zoche Emirat Hashem to have a year of Avodas Hashem together. I wish each of you an incredible Shnas Bracha. All of us, together with our mishpachos, together with our people, together with Am Yisrael, together with all humanity, should be written in the Sefer HaChaim, should be inscribed in the Sefer HaChaim. I know everyone here needs their own brachas and yeshuas, personal yeshuas. Kadosh Baruch Hu should just give each of you, because you're each so precious, exactly what you need and how you need it. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us our individual brachas, our collective brachas. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Mashiach, the Bayis Shlishi, and Emirat Hashem. No matter what happens in the coming year, one thing is clear, which is that we should be Zoche Emirat Hashem to continue to learn together. We might start Emirat Hashem here, but halavai before the year is out. We be Zoche Emirat Hashem to continue our learning in a rebuilt Yerushalayim with a third Beis HaMikdash, with the Melech HaMashiach together. Here, Rabbi Amenu.
Amen. Amen.